This is the 12th anniversary meeting. An amazing accomplishment.
You and Rowland might be
running down the track, running the race of my life. Gonna explore new spaces, but I can't get to that finish line. And I know if I try, ooh, I could make some more progress. And I would cry, because I know I can never get to that finish line. I know I want to go to places. And I want to explore all those spaces. And I want to go all those new places. But I can't get to that finish line, 'cause I can't get to those new places, 'cause somebody went and tied all my laces. You ever tried running a race with your laces tied behind your back? You might as well not even bother getting on the track. So I'm gonna try another day when my laces are tied behind my back. And I'm gonna find a way that I can get on that goddamn track. And I know I'm looking at you in your eye, because you turn your back on me. And I know that when you look at me, I never turn my back on you. And we're still running down the finish line. We're still trying to find our place in time. We're still trying to run that race on a line. And we're still trying to run the race on time. And I can't make it to the finish line. Have you ever tried to run a race with your laces tied and all? Have you ever tried to run a race? And I know if you did, you'd tell me you finished your line to me at all.
That's hard, Teddy.
That's our 12th anniversary. Yeah, I thought about that. I kind of begun composing it about a month ago, so.
That's really, really good.
Oh, you like that one? So it kind of came out, that's how it came out, and I missed a few notes, missed a few words, made a few up.
Very philosophical.
Good.
So, yeah, you're welcome.
These things in San Francisco called Kevin's Club.
I've heard all about it.
Have you?
I
just found out about them like recently. Apparently they're clubs where California legalized marijuana for medical purposes. So they have these clubs in San Francisco where people go, and they're almost like the hash bars of they sound like almost like the hash bars of Amsterdam.
Well, apparently people go there to people who both legally need and philosophically need their share, and I have to do more research into it, because I'd really like the next time I take a trip out there to find out where one is and go in. It would be really delightful to puff quasi-legally on American shores.
You said that there's some legal stuff up in Montreal, right?
Medical marijuana field.
Yeah.
Canada, and there was a story I heard that there's this judge in, up in somewhere in Canada who, this guy, for some reason, was in court, and the judge ordered the man to grow his own. And apparently, somehow, the decision, like, somehow, this decision was so important that if it's not reversed by another court within a year, it'll all be legal in Canada.
Wow.
Really? Oh, man, that's right.
It's already legal in Switzerland.
Oh, I know.
Completely legal. I did a little dance when I heard that.
Although they reversed the decision, from what I understand, in Maine, Alaska, and one of the states,
granted,
it's still technically legal, but it might as well be legal for
Vermont. In Hawaii, they had a vote. Yeah. It was the first time they had a referendum, not just like the local whatever.
They quoted a lot of election officials, in the states around the country, and in Vermont, or pretty much Maine, actually. A lot of
Maine, it passed.
Massachusetts, never really.
It's coming. Yeah, the vote is coming.
You could walk down the street and most of the officials said they're not going to stop
it. New Mexico, the governor wants to legalize it there.
I never heard about New Mexico.
I mean, if they're going to fight a drug war, fight it against bad drugs. Huh? Cocaine, heroin.
Yeah,
no
problem.
But no, that was a different thing. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I heard about him. And then you got Texas where they
arrest
anybody for doing anything.
Arizona, they're not.
What?
In Arizona, they're not.
In a good way or bad way?
Bad way.
There's the fly. The fly calls you. The fly. The butterfly. The fly calls you. All right, here's something. He wanted me to stretch out a bit, so I'm going to try. This pick is doomed. I'm going to try to hold on to as much as I can. So I casually destroy it throughout the song. Yes. It's much better. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens, and we'll see if we can kind of make it through the song anyway, and then I'll go into who knows what.
can't be my best. He disciples lead him in, and he just does the rest. He's got crazy clever fingers, ain't never seen him fall. That deaf and dumb and blind kid, so praise of me, Tim. So praise of me, Tim. So praise of me, Tim.
Never write like a bad motherfucker until you become bad motherfucker. Not till you cast your pen in the creek, jump in naked, fish it out, as if it were a drowning infant. Love your pen. Cradle it to your breast. Allow it to suckle from your days of bitterness and majesty. Just write, man motherfucker. See? You're identifying with an old Alec who spent his dying year in gracious insanity, reaching to rescue dead men. He was sure he'd outlive on a night of sky charred by sunset, droning with an inaudible hum. And I yell out, be quiet, and it avails nothing. And so I tell you about the hum, about nights unfree from the joyous vengeance, and hope you will listen. I do hope you're reading this poem aloud. Let's go, Wolf Pack. Not a good thing, confusing the audience. They thought I liked quiet. They thought that I was a Luddite. But there are civilized times for noise. The crashing of person with fiberglass, scrape of skate, the ineffable well-landed uppercut, ding-ding-dong with the trolley as it carries us home from this spectacle of struggle. But then you arrive and consider the weapon bearers, both ancient and modern, and the drone collides with your eardrum on the night when you should listen. Now I sing to your streets I've loved, perhaps you too. As recent as yesterday, I crumble filled with revelers. Park Street, Boston, giant puppets caricature the power dwellers. A street where you remain unaware of, Rosalie, dead to traffic, but so alive. The quiet one-ways near Neo's, which carry me to a cove. You, and a street. What do you hear? Or have you lost the capacity to listen? What is this nothing you allegedly hear? The neighbor's TV, a passing car, a... an audible conversation, a child's yelled greeting, the rattling of a dog's chain, slamming of a screen door, the cough of an after-dusk walker, the pinched hum of a motor scooter, a mother calling a shelter home, the annoyed whine of refusal, the start of a car, the close blare of a horn, the pop of a distant firecracker, plane descending to the nearby airport, below it all the expressway, which never ceases. This is the essence of that nothing which you do not hear. Do you listen? Yeah, Poe, there was one crazy fucker, yelling by the bells, 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 bells. Do you doubt that he listened? Do you doubt that he was consumed by the artlessness of his time? That slender string which connects our age with his, and his time seems so laden with grace by comparison. But here we live, hearing our own bells, 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 becoming madder motherfuckers in that morose Baltimorean, because we, like he, listen.
Cool.
I wrote this on a plane, flying somewhere between Connecticut and Charlotte, North Carolina. Yeah, Charlotte, North Carolina. Flying, fell flying to North Carolina. Up above the curve of the earth, where sky blue becomes eponymous, and cauliflower clouds settle into ski slopes, Widow's Peak and Bunny Run, high above the mystic shapes in the air that picnickers see on grassy knolls, my plane takes the cross-country trail. The griffin wings cry out with lion's roar, and I fly a grandchild of Orville or Wilbur.
Right. Except for Mark, too, with his bad voice.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, you know. Voice is
kind of
going
there. Okay. I wrote this also on the plane, too. The tentative title is Climestra. I heard her say her poetry, too private to share. She could not publish. And I wondered how close to that am I. How well must the muse hide me in her bosom, turning fears to comfort, hatreds to love, words to beauty, and lies to truth.
Play something for me to read into. Something soft and instrumental.
Well, listen to backup.
And Mark, you can tap your box. I don't believe in the God. I don't believe in the goddess. The universe crawls worshiping it toward its own heat. All is lost. Night is coming. Rest here while I'm away. 23 kisses. Maybe 24. Full moon. Dream of death. Awaken still dead, thus hope. Evening. Time of blue fancies and risen growls. All is vulnerable, sweetness and jackal alike. Some of us so dissatisfied and hopeful, we move with limbs of light. Reckon each step a danger. Admit of no moment that is not cliff or wild voltage kiss. We watch energy flowing around our small rooms, stack our books high against the window, burn disquieting prayers into our doors, become conduits, peepholes, willing laughter for a new rampage, an ancient gleam, an emphatic way. Dream of death, awaken still dead, thus hope, heartbeat amplified through water, love still stilling rage, rage reminding, resonant as a fist, fecundity misunderstood as other than grief. Fecundity, dream of life, heartbeat amplified through water, tears build our civilizations and flatten your gods. Universal heat contained not by God's exhorting roles nor goddess's righteous urge. More, always more, a dance of dreaming, false governance of naming, written from a blaze of nocturnal ecstasy, spirit projected arching a flame to a tin shack deep woods, thinking all that is pulses. We hidden in the leaves proclaim the truth of need, of beauty, of pain, of mystery. Embrace fully neither life nor death. Trees, wars, tides and artillery. We watch the beams crisscross our floors and think foul, and think perfection. Our meaning is a raw lash of beauty against a pressing hide of control. The tin shack murmurs and burbles and shifts to listen better. Nocturnal breathing, all is vulnerable. Love explains nothing. Hunger is about hunger. Stop seeking. Listen. In the tiny tin shack, angry weather comes and goes. It is a single room, fluid with awareness and regret. Captured nightmares, dry blood stiff on the walls. Come sun up, a deafness descends. Creation huddles in a dormant hand. Dance of dreaming, dream of death. Something furious with its own existence, loosed every night to roam the soft corridors looking for a way out. A pretzel of words fashioned as a key. Panicked blood, tainted with powerful aboriginal symbols. So close, seems so close to carrying a full heart of unsubdued rage into the daylight. So close. 4 a.m. and all is lost. All is lost. All seems lost. 4 a.m. and all seems lost. The rage wilds about the room, seeking a mirror to feed back its image. Finds only reflections of wild air. The clock ticks toward 5. The rage recedes. Breaks into freaks ecstatic in the desert. Peyote. New washed cherries. Beams riddle the sky, bright faceless coins. The rage differentiates again into cities. Polity. Mores. Erratic ladders to nowhere. A million million waking souls in their renewed pact, never, never to trespass their own bliss. Toward dawn, eternal music. Toward dawn, colors mad with silence. Toward dawn, the revolution riders never bear into town. Toward dawn, the music permeates, the music eludes. Over sea and scape, mountain and spire. The music manifests, yet men only see rules, order, a principle, its corollary. She shifts uncaught, in bed, under covers, in the frost. Her heart everywhere shivers hard with ecstasy. She tries to cause the shift, her thighs and womb and fecund breast sacrificing to the effort. Learn the new language of sun and dark matter. Recall the old language of fire and neural myth. She cries out. He settles her with water and caress. She smiles. She is captive music. A gleam tings her strands. Her way nears. Where from this torrential residuo of suffering and comedy? Where from and what 'tis? Neath the grope, beneath the beams, within the currents, what 'tis? Give it a name, a tag at least. Call it reality. Yes, good, this suits. Reality is alone in the dawn cold. Reality is snowed upon. Reality is assembled without consent. Reality will be gone anon. Reality alone in dreaming. Dream of floors and walls, thighs, arches, pressure, myth, wings, leaves, gills, flames, earth, heights, death, light. Where from this torrential residua? No final truth, just passing moments. Sense of continuance, flow against flow. The dawn is cold and still. He shivers all bones in doubt. She lays a hand on his shoulder. He nearly wakes, nearly breaks from the vortex. Trembles, breathes thicker again. Universe, we worship thine heat. We seek our truest, deepest fecundity. What secret lies within us, we dance ferociously in our dreams. We seek our meaning by daylight drone and nocturnal ecstasy. Yet passing the bedchamber's mirror, we seek everything, but see nothing. All doors open, music, freedom's dancing badge, stilly huddle, creatures in a cave corner, holding a flickering stick, a bent symbol of restraint, hands pressed tightly over our women's and children's mouths. This day, like every other, will flake away from rose to onyx. Flow, just flow. The meal we seek, the tower we dream, the loneliness owns us. Flow, just flow. Loneliness, like every other word, will flake away from fire to char. Flow, just flow. But today can be immolation, body leading mind to dust. Flowing, just flowing, corrosion in the growing sun. Breaking down, releasing, giving way to loneliness. Release, giving away the need to believe and just believing. Flowers tumble down the stream amidst playful glints of noise. She dreams reinvention of the world, flowers flowing in glints of shine. Beyond circles and maya, no truths, a new dream, a bigger dream, no longer a dream, joy, joy, fucking joy. She dreams beyond joy, threat of numbers, and the old loneliness. Better choice to be clear than happy, to be still than to know, beyond the dream, beyond the effort. She leaves dream behind, looks toward home, flowers flowing in glints of shine, lead to desert covered in gleaming freaks and flares the blinding white out. She smiles damned pretty, the way it lasts clear. Morning, or perhaps coming night. The end, or perhaps we still do not know a thing. All is maya, perhaps. The night I charmed you, pointed to the ocean, shouted, dream. Pointed to you, shouted, me. Pointed to the earth, shouted, nothing. Pointed to the thing that sings between my legs, shouted, ah! Remember then now, this morning I leave you. Rest while I'm away. Study the prayers burned into our door. Remember the night when I pointed to your tummy and whispered everything, and pointed to your eyes, whispered clarity, and pointed to the moon and whispered clue, and you pointed to my heart and whispered readiness. What burns in you is beauty. The you sun is carved with tools of light. The you night is moved to damp with tips flickering. The you dreams raised to vital roars, dim to mewing whimpers. Beauty burns in all creation, that which speeds, that which spews. Towns of greased belief and cities crushed horizons in wombs and manes, grasslands and chambers. Beauty burns in all creation, bright and painful. Here you are, first and last flower of the world. No garden, just a breeze and a drizzle, and too much time to learn how to bloom, and too little time to find a stillness and final color, to exude a knowingness about which dead things do not dream. There you'll go, join other dreamers in those hills. Find an end to your ecstasies of thirst. Find the heart that contained what yours could not. Find the magic that instructs hearts how to heal what crushes them. There you'll be, now fully a dream, beyond knowing's fruitless toil, beyond days of flail and nights of noose, beyond dreams of continuous thirst, beyond flow, beyond flower, beyond the ragged man regarding the maidens, not a hope to his name. All alone, all suffering, yes. Eyes watch nothing. Within, the pain always new, ready, ravenous. Without, no possible language of empathy. Heart a dead jewel beating long without purpose. The morning light accumulates until it no longer exists. All alone, all suffering, yes. Eyes watch nothing. Voices undulate like water. Dream. The universe a mist, a light, a shimmer. Sometimes a tapping, nearly a rhythm. Music. The curtains swish. A young creature dreams, curled in sunshine. A music, doorway out, doorway ahead, doorway. All alone, all suffering, yes. Eyes watch nothing, then hope passes through. A lamb, a laser, a leap. Hope laughs, hope jingles. Hope trespasses silence. Hope leaves, hope never leaves. Spring always comes. A sprig of green energy within, still blind, presses. Walk till you can fly. Fly till you can dance. Remember, you are beautiful. You have no choice. Sing. Resurrection. Immolation. Continuous. Till the eyes forget. The ears blur. The mind tucks away. It's always been like this. Today. Tomorrow. The persistent and samely shape stains in things. Lone woman's smile trespasses the magical heat. A green blanketed body leaks down steps. Stains and trespass. The soft sound of flesh breathing midst growth. Metal and wallet. Magical heat in the city shaped for art. For might. For clarity, for history, for hairy man-gods, for little. Lone woman's smile crosses the empty tavern's threshold, estimates risk, seeks magical heat. Hairy man-gods and risk, the disbelief in sky and land, fear of light, of change. In dreams nothing is named or divided. Nearing our magical heat we carry nothing, oddly shaped, hardly ready. Lone woman's smile on an empty bench in Paris suffers for the world, herself, no one. Odd shapes and suffering. The silence of paradise, shimmer and cloud, perfect undulation. Music becomes bluntly manifest. Unnamed strandy plants, misshapen bell leaves, magical heat, superfluous, no dance, no dream. Lone woman in her smile mistaken for cloud, for goddess, for answer, simple, too simple, complex. Undulation and smile, all is calm, all is well. She's just smiling, the body is still warm. Change, decay, growth, illusion, beauty. The pyre is ready. Immolation, resurrection, continuous. It's always been like this. Today, tomorrow. In the dream fragment, we had many stones numerically placed to center and strengthen our home, to align it with the willows, to clarify its message to passing vehicles through ether and spirit. Each time a widow arrived to stay, there would be only soup and many prayers for a week, her morning fresh drunk into our home soil and soul anchors, another one gained to our advantage, though none with children allowed. Taught to sew and handle every weapon, each widow's haggish pallor would rosen forth soon or sooner, and a maiden would peek through, even a nymph, ancients teaching play among the many willows. There can be no lasting bliss in this mortal life till nearly everything ever known is gone, till bandits and bastards, ill chance, custom, indifferent stars and bloated dreams have thinned one's sack to remembered air, fragments of color, forces one's trust, instruction one keeps but does not follow. All its grief, so one grieves. In some way one always grieves. Gray skies and black suits, white sheets and lost nights. I've watched a thousand lonely faces on the city train. Then someone boards with a clutch of flowers and a small camera. Grief and bliss. Just let go. What's left is not death. We still yearn for faces, old and new, for a city on a frayed postcard, for the frilliest of moments, someone else's idea, the marriage bed of one's secret, sugar, moonlight, wreaths, parades, horseback island sunset, meat, and sleep. There is no lasting bliss now or ever, till nothing matters and everything too, till grief settles into the stain coloring all things, till what we share bridges all we have lost. What I cannot tell you, no matter the reddest of wines nor heatest of touches, dwindles away this sunny afternoon. The wish to disappear along the path home, down an alley, into a pulse, into her night. The wish to dance, duck, maneuver, go, go, go in a damned new way, if only possible to learn how from rags of words and vendors' booths to supersede this game, finally, subvert a rule, fuck a law, perhaps brave enough too to return, to bring a group out, to become a leader, a prophet, just long enough, no, not in love with the power, yes, in love with crushing it, handing it round as too often people's lives and dreams are handed round, exposed for blush and humiliation, till a bowl of anything will do, and thank you, disappear along the path home, but perhaps not a coward, but an architect, a worker, builder, leaving blueprints, blood handprints and nests of rappers marking the way. Here is your liberation. Here is your undoing. Here is your chance. Can you live without their affirmation of your worth? Their assurance that your shoes and wallet and crooked stance are all that ever were. That progress is a verb, not a question. That love is not a question, but an act. Merely an act. The freaks will never own the world. I learned this several years ago. A full moon. Despair. Bulbs out. Story done. The freaks will never own the world. We raged in the desert. Hope, sex, spirits, nights in neon, dancing, letting go. The freaks will never own the world. The rock concert reclamation. The girls you meet who know less fear. The freaks will never own the world. Beauty more than blood and shell. The river too. The old man who still plays the flute. The freaks will never own the world. She pointed at the stars, laughed, watched them flow. I sit here remembering. The freaks will never own the world, and you must learn how to, because become the gift you seek, the lights, the language, the love. For Erica with love. Come with me, say yes, here's the corridor, there's the door. Tonight release unwieldy hours in dead places. Tonight fracture tree from disease. Tonight lean into fear, face its black breath. Come with me, say yes, perhaps freedom, maybe happiness. Dream on starlight till you burn. Always a choice, safety or symbiosis. Perhaps I will go with you, past ambiguity to the sea, devoted time to lunar power, to what will press us open but not scar nor define. Toward dawn the beg for skin against hard skin, I will go with you, learn your rhythms, forge our bed, friends to shadows and waves and the man who plays flute to the scrapping gulls. No, we shall go together, learning what to burn down, what to preserve, what to renew, learning how little is about us, how we love better two hands clasped, the others pointed outward, splayed past safety. We raise another day, pray another world. The night pokes us into sunshine, the man who hunts for scraps of gold. Always more and more to know. Step askew the current pathless confusion and fall forth into frequent dream, where one teaches me to lessen my knowledge and the other loves and eludes me to scratch up my hope. He laughs at me, walking in silence for miles, then the press of his glance, the ripple of his laugh. I say nothing. This is my book. I call it Why. The words hold to the pages for now. She approaches music, often, but perhaps it approaches her. He challenges the book. She seduces it, modulates the space between her pulses, presses my words, squeezes them for me. Composing the shell or breaching it, new language or none, this book archive of learning or ignorance. We burn blue fancies at night for warmth. She dances with the flicking scraps of gold. To Erica, Montreal dawn. Slowly a garden, eventually the sea, till a nebula bright, at last a spiny dream, all his family, all his beauty, all that is flows and waters everywhere learn and dream. All that is flows, a flow of desire and curiosity, flow thinner and brighter till all is covered, till naught remains. Slowly the day, eventually the sun, till a tree wise, at last a sacred thrust. You are family, you are beauty, you flow always, and there is lesson, dance, bemusement. All that is flows, colors, the lingual myth, music, the scripture, now a fire, now nighttime, now a vast roar of stars. Slowly the night, eventually the bright goddess, till a regular spasm at last the noise of love. We are family, we are beauty, We flow pounding waters, and there is weirdness, mystery, symbiosis. All that is flows beyond waters, beyond smoke. Wastes and gardens burn bright with beauty. For Erica, incendiary soulmate, begin again, begin continuously to learn how to see full moon always, ocean dawn always, newly fecund glance always, the moment when dance steps become a more, always, begin again, begin continuously, love the spring butterfly, come to save you, may elude you too, try to catch it, smack at it, run from it, see what happens, try like many have before you, stumble forward, try to make it without your heart, dreams and we know each other, and I call you wife and sister and mother and mate, enemy and teacher, and you call me similar names and laugh and plow through my skin, roar and retreat, a funky bitch, a carnal friend, lover made of blood and mud, feathers and fancy, winter and wine, teacher with lunar bite, mother with strumming hunger, sister with flowing glee, enemy till the spasm, mate in joy and grief, to begin again, to begin continuously, hit the hard high notes, craft bullets in the soul of anguish and blows, somehow claw and grieve and sing toward emptying the chamber, avoid the shots, end the making, yes it is possible, yes it can begin today, now, yes you are good, feel the glowing sprig of energy within, feel the sacred mists and vines untouched by him, unharmed by her, heed lunatics who offer you hope, hope, nights we have known each other and I seek your wisdom embedded in wit, your sardonic teaching heat, and you gnaw at me to find the absence within, which you can have me, silently, forever. Feisty brew, love spelled out in thorns, meditation, fasting, peyote, hands bound, deja vu, ocean waves pouring through an empty house, dreams ending in the violently cried tighter, spells without words, without wand, without end, candles large and small fill the whispering chamber, and we press toward dawn, toward everything possible, mate in joy and grief. To begin again, again, to begin continuously, embrace the maybe, let the no the fuck go, embrace maybe the orphan, half blind, song shaky, let the no go, it's symphony, it's hard, hard mirage, to begin again, tonight, now, become the painted face of the lost preacher, who flares with joy in fields of sheep and flickers at pulpits, when rarely he joins two hands in promise, embrace the maybe, let the no the fuck go, embrace the maybe, watch the butterfly near. Always we have known each other and made battles and braved love, wounds, the healer, the healed, and the one color that is ours, the single star I bled you, the moment each day you feel me and explode, water flowing madly over rocks into kissing chasms, sunshine moments years apart, our book, our dream, trees perform our unions, pass the words to saplings, kittens curled, puddles of daylight, you point, I nod, and again what we are presses outward, teaches others. Midnight, our language gathers its mists again. Sunrise, our music curls into crevices and secrets. Mates, incendiary mates, and joys and grief. For Erica, my mate, my muse. Evening, symbiosis. She drips blue wax, a quarter century. Press perception. Learn how to see through carnal blindness. She smolders with the hidden heat of empty space. See with touch toward her truth. The rampage in her glance. Play her power, revolve, evolve, fecundity, this universe's first and best bomb. All else knowable only by preachers versed in texts of water. Learn how to see through carnal blindness. See with taste her tapping grief. Feed upon this grief. Become this grief as thus you were conceived and born. A thread untwined from her music. Unsentimental seed become kindless fire. A freak, you abandon her for a festival years away. You, squalls and useless limbs then, but already a weed by religion, fancy, vocation, passion, furious with your existence, how to love, how to love, how to love and why. The tribe is gathering on a golden hill, a primal blaze, a stout mirror, chimes of trees, arrive seeking the wilder music, shivers in starlight, begin in the mystery of everything, rose tower dusk, onyx flow amidst sparks of dancing, begin in the mystery of everything, excess of beauty, residue of explanation, evening, symbiosis, find a face, together smoke a dream, immolate, break down, release, rage till the midnight seduces to cessation, yes, learn how to see through carnal blindness, marijuana, opium, peyote, eat a virgin, feed her what remains, LSD-25, ha ha ha, tricked ya, wilder music, the beginnings of a newer freedom, to reinvent the world, you must begin everywhere and nowhere. This universe a jest, a flight, a shimmy. The tribe is leaving the golden hill. Push on toward the fest. Bullets and blood, breast and blindness. All is Maya, illusion, art, play, perhaps. Everything ends in a beat and all begins again. Miracle. to play one true note, to learn how. Far now from burbling sunshine, and nowhere willing yet willing wet clarity. All alone, all suffering, yes. Everything ends in a beat and all begins again. Miracle. Awake to one missing eye, relieved. There is no answer. All alone, all suffering, yes. The past bristles hotly. The future peddles maps and trinkets. Nights alone intimate her soft sound, her breathing. So away with the preacher's boo toy and pod of the scientist's study rag. Glints of her face in dreams. In texts of water years deep yet. The blue candle one night in the nearly forgotten dwelling. And nearly see within it the way into carnal blindness. How to accept, nod, release. Nearly there, but all is grief still. Laughter, more wine. A life's anguish. Anguish. An apex, a dream. No home yet but your blood and hers in deathless agony. A shattered alphabet. Strums of kiss. Rhythms of twine. Nearly disappearing. Damned near nearly. Study the stare when she is gone. Study the stars when she is gone. For messages she knew not how to leave. Strip down. Decide. Safety or symbiosis, freak or citizen, mystery or newsprint. Look to the man who makes butterflies from fire and pain. Dream of the girl who sings from texts of water. All his family he scrawls into your private book. All his beauty right below his, watching her dance. A garden, at first, eventually the sea, till a nebula bright, at last a Stransy dream. Every tree's sermon when visited at pink and gold sunset by sacred elixir. Full moon always, turn on, tune in, drop out. Recover sight at last and discover yourself alone in the world. All alone, all suffering, yes. Yet something from the past careens on, still hungering for a crevice of treasure, a secret burning city of bliss, symbiosis of heart, blood and bone, pending culmination, no belief in God nor goddess, flow and stagger blindly, refuse to disappear along the path home, disavow nothing, more ferociously with limbs of light, learning finally to play one true note, from dreams of death, approaching the festival at last, bringing words scrawled on leaves of mud. Gone now the erotic ladders to nowhere. Gone, oh gone, come now to the old language of fire. Neural myths beyond Maya, no truths, no longer a dream. Joy, fucking joy. Drip the wax along her back, pools of warm hope, shapely stains of grief and bliss. Freakish rhymes on her shoulder blades. The final lines of your private book, she whispers more. But now you are tongue and tappings, a dozen kisses, a dozen more, an extra, a few. And the festival grins back at you, and all your life's choices burn on that golden hill. All is family, you say. All is beauty, she nods, and she reads to you from your private book. All alone, all suffering, yes. Everything ends in a beat and all begins again. There is no answer. She smiles at you, but you don't know how. You smile at her and begin to listen. The world no longer shadow, no longer blue fancy. Happiness without limits. Morning, resurrection. Morning, desire. Slim lashes of flame. The least thought matters. Or alive.
find them that they're leaving. We put on our work and then work up all the leading. Tractors in the alley selling tickets made in Hong Kong. Promoters in the pay box wondering where the band's gone. Back in the pub, they've got the